Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxations, positive affirmations, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength and happiness. A big welcome to today's podcast. It's all about three ways to get motivated. I have two very special guests, my sister Julie New and my mum Chris Densham. So Julie is author of two amazing books, Who Are the Flowers in Your Garden? And The Grief Garden Path, and she's a personal recovery coach. My mum is retired-ish and was an amazing PE specialist in her day. So she's extremely knowledgeable about the body and Pilates, and also is an incredible, incredible art teacher for many, many, many years as well. So yeah, and she is an incredible mum. So I'm very grateful that although we don't live close, that we get to meet up in many different ways during every single week of the year. And part of that is with the Mind, Body, Strength and Mindfulness Pilates. So I really hope that chat with them today helps and inspires you in some way. So enjoy. Okay, we're back on the podcast, and I've roped my mum, Chris, and my sister, Julie, back on the podcast. But all together today, we're going to talk about for a few minutes about motivation. So we've just finished our 1 hour weekly session that we meet up with to do together. So how are you feeling after, Julie? Welcome back.
Oh yeah, hi everybody. Me again. Really good, really good, excellent.
Yeah, that's great then. That's really great. Welcome back to the podcast, mum. That's my mum Chris. And how are you feeling after your hour session, mum?
Hello everyone. I'm feeling fine. I was a bit lazy this morning, but I feel I've done quite a lot.
Yeah, you have actually, because today I thought I'd break you both in to talk about motivation, because I think there's different areas that are motivating with mindfulness, Pilates and mind body strength. And what you just said, mum, is that, you know, you've done quite a lot. Well, I think one of the reasons, it's kind of my tip three, is that one of the reasons you've done quite a lot is you've got a coach, you've got a teacher in me. And because me and Julie are at a higher level of Pilates than you, and now you're in the kind of injury free zone, the world is your oyster with your strengthening this year in your 81st year. So the world is your oyster. But we're obviously then, I'm obviously encouraging and not pushing you in a hard way. Well, it is harder. You are doing some harder stuff.
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Absolutely, yes. And I did go into cramp a couple of times.
But that wasn't to do with strength. That was to do with having your feet pointed, lying on your tummy, and you need to tuck your toes under to just prevent the cramp. That was in your feet, wasn't it?
Yes, I must do that.
Yeah, so that there's things you can do to prevent that, so you don't really need that to have that happen next time.
No.
But you did very well with the strengthening, and I saw you sneak in the oblique single leg stretch, which is quite a tough one. It's mega, mega toning on the abdominals. It works all the tummy muscles.
Yes, I tend to do that, sneak things in when you're not looking.
Because I took you at that point to have a rest, didn't I? Then there you were copying us both.
Yeah. The thing is, mum, she doesn't miss a trick.
What would you say is motivating, Julie?
It's Bank Holiday Monday, and you know, ordinarily I wouldn't be doing an exercise class. So I think the fact that we do a class like this every week, the three of us, you know, that motivates me to get going and in the morning, and because normally we do 8:45 on a Tuesday morning, don't we? Mm-hmm. But actually we're not doing it tomorrow because we've done it today, and the reason for that is because going to attempt to cycle tomorrow morning. So yeah, and you know, you have motivated me to do that as well, because you know, it's about, you know, as you say, having somebody that holds you accountable for, you know, doing exercise. And you know, at any age, it's so important that we move our bodies. So important. Would you agree, Mum?
Absolutely, yes. I find what motivates me is I have there's a set time slot in the, particularly the classes. So I know that I've got to be ready for action.
Yeah.
And then do you find then, Mum, that then motivates you to practice your little 6 minutes and things as well?
Yes, it does. Certainly.
Yeah. So Julie and I, we met up yesterday to do our 6 minutes. You were in the garden, weren't you?
I was in the garden, yeah. I was decluttering my office space. And Bev, you just got in touch with me, didn't you? And said, oh, do you want to do your 6 minutes? So I just put a blanket out on the grass. And yeah, but if you hadn't said, I wouldn't have done it. So yeah. It's like anything really, you know. I think we all need, you know, it's like children going to school, isn't it? You know, they're going to school, they're going to be more motivated. This last year has been particularly challenging for parents because they've not had that space either to, you know, to be motivated probably to do stuff for themselves because they've had the children about. So I mean, you Bev, you've had your son at home, haven't you?
Yeah, a lot of the year. But it's about having boundaries as well, because just because we've got a child or children doesn't mean we can't do our 6 minutes for our 6 minutes of Pilates, because they can be in the same room, they can join in there, you know. And sometimes we have to, you know, just set our boundaries. Like this morning, I was in the middle of my wonderful morning routine, which includes of course mindfulness Pilates. And my son said to me, oh, do you want to watch this new music video that's just brilliant, that's just come out? And of course, yes, I do. But no, not at that point. I'm still in the middle of my special time. So I said, yes, after I've seen, you know, Mum and my sister Julie, then yes, I'd love to watch that with you. So it's also about having boundaries and not just putting them first all the time. We have to be sort ourselves out as well and do things that are good for us.
Yeah, no, really important.
There's a lot of people make excuses for that, and actually we do have time, and just because we have a child or children home most of the year doesn't mean we can't still do something at least home-based.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of, you know, the mindfulness Pilates classes that you do. You know, we feel very fortunate, Mum, don't we, to have you once a week with us.
Yes, absolutely. Very special.
But it's nice as well.
Yeah. Mrs. Motivator.
You call me that, don't you? Miss Motivator,
yeah.
But equally, I would like, I mean, it's lovely social time for us as well. We always, you know, I mean, all my clients anyway always pick up, you know, positive affirmation or angel card together, and we like doing that together too, don't we? And having a chit chat. But we're not just sat there chatting like we are now. We are actually physically still warming up, moving whilst we're doing our chit chat. Which is really nice. But equally, you know, thank you that you two meet up with me, because it makes me do a whole hour as well. And it's important as me as a teacher that I'm role modelling A for my own body, but B for my clients. I'm practicing what I teach as well. So it makes me do a whole hour, which is good too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do keep an eye on you both though. Keep an eye on you both.
Yeah, we need keeping an eye on Mum, don't we?
We certainly do. Yes.
Yeah, you do. Actually, Julie, your oblique single leg stretch was very, very good today.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, the technique was very good.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, my back's, you know, 100% better now. Yeah. You know, and it's because I've been doing my regular Pilates again. You know, really important. So
you need to keep it up.
Pardon?
I said you need to keep it up.
I do. But that's only going to come through being motivated, because left to my own devices, I am guilty of not doing stuff for me. So having Bev, you know, every now and again, and you know, with all of her clients, she, you know, on the Facebook group, and you know, she often puts, "Have you done your 6 minutes? Have you done your 6 minutes?" And just 6 minutes can make such a difference. Mm. It's you know, it's really important. So yeah, so Miss Motivator. Have a Miss Motivator in your life.
Have a Miss Motivator. I am really motivating for people though. And I might sound like a broken record. Have you done your 6 minutes? But some people then say to me, no, they have. Most of the time they say yes, but sometimes they say no when they're feeling low or something like that. And they're the times you need it, where you need it more than ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interestingly, yeah. more and more people are coming to see me who are suffering from anxiety and depression, as well as all the pain and back things as well. And that's very exciting to me, because they need motivating even more.
100%, 100%, definitely.
So if you want to sort that out, or at least make yourself feel better and happier, come along. Yeah. Strict instructions. What takeaway motivation tip have you got for us today, Julie?
Yeah, do something, you know, whether it's, you know, walking, going for a walk, or just doing something, getting your body moving is so important. And as you get, you know, as you get older, you need to be really taking that on board and, you know, taking it seriously. Yeah. And get yourself a Miss Motivator.
Yeah. Woohoo for this. Mum, Chris, what's your motivational tip of the day for everyone? Takeaway tip.
Well, exactly the same as Julie. One has to, you know, really think, you know, how much good that it makes you, you know, makes you feel.
Yeah.
I know when I've done my 6 minutes, I think, oh, that's good. I've done it. And I could do it again.
Yeah. You've been doing it again, haven't you, Julie? You've done it twice a day lately.
Yeah,
it's really good. My takeaway tip is, yeah, do some mind body strength every single day. Like Julie said, walk, because this isn't enough. Mind body strength and mindfulness classes is not enough. We have to walk, we have to do something cardiovascular as well. So getting a really good balance is just brilliant. And you know, like a lot of my clients do, they're now meeting up with another to do the replay, and I'm going to encourage them to meet up for 6 minutes and to do 5 minute relaxations together as well, because that's really, you know, but yeah, have a teacher, you know, have other people that you meet up to, you know, and you've got, you know, make new friends, it's social, you know, you don't have to live near each other. We're all like 120 and 150 miles away, and here we are meeting up on Zoom today.
Yeah.
So that's technology. Really? We can, you can build up friendships or have.
There's no excuse.
Time. Yeah, basically everyone, there's no excuse. Get motivated. And work on your mind body strength.
even though you can think of every excuse, there isn't any excuse really.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, anyway,
thank you so much for coming, Mum and Julie.
Okay, bye then.
Bye.
Lots of love. So let's go into a lovely meditation now, relaxation. So I really, really hope you enjoy this. Enjoy. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing, or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy. Happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. So every single podcast, we pick cards together, and me, Julie, and my mum, Chris, we did pick cards in our Pilates session today, but we didn't pick one in our chat together. I was actually supposed to be on a completely week off this particular week, and I was like, I got the inspiration. Oh, would you just have a quick chat on my podcast after we did our, you know, our kind of own personal dedicated as Pilates together. And so that's how this particular podcast came about. So anyway, we haven't picked a card, so let's pick your card right now. I'm going to go for a positive affirmation card from the Happy Kids cards for you. Best message for you today is, my life is magic. I think of one way my life is magic right now. So wherever you're listening to this right now, just think of one way your life is magic. And yeah, give yourself permission to make your life more magic. What does that mean today? I'm grateful that I'm feeling back on form today, which is great. And very grateful for that. That makes life much more magical feeling. Definitely. Right, I'm going to pick you an angelic meaning card now from my deck of angel cards. Best message for you today is, take a breath in and out, ether exercise. So the messages are written in the sand, actually. It says, enjoy regular cardiovascular exercise. Ask Archangel Raphael, who's the healing archangel, to give you motivation. And oh, that's amazing. We've got the word motivation. And find the best exercise for you. Enjoy. So obviously, as well as mind-body strength, mindfulness, Pilates type exercise, it is important to do cardiovascular exercise as well. And that can mean, you know, walking, anything, by cycling, you know, whatever it is for you, basically. So what does that mean to you today? How good is that? I think that's a great one to end on. And yeah, think about what motivates you. And may this podcast today have helped, inspired and motivated you in some way. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your Reduce Back Pain to Feel Good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.